Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we are going to learn a very beautiful bhajan, adoring our Lord as the Divine Mother. Again, it's a bhajan which used to be sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantinilam in the yesteryears. So this is how the bhajan flows. Here is the first line.
Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma.
So we will learn this now. We will begin with getting familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga of the bhajan, and then we'll take every word of this bhajan and dwell on its significance. And finally, you will hear to the Prashanti Mandir version of this beautiful composition. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma. Oma, Oma, Oma. Mata Bhavani జగదంబేమ శక్తిప్రదాయిని ఆనందరూపిణి కాత్యాయని కరుణాసదని ఓమా ఓమా ఓమా.
Now that we know the lyrics, here comes the most interesting part of learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu and Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D madhyam.
Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma. Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma. Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma. Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma. Uma, 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 Uma. Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma. Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma. Shakti Pradayini Anandarupini. Shakti Pradayini Anandarupini. శక్తి ప్రదాయిని ఆనందరూపిణి. శక్తి ప్రదాయిని ఆనందరూపిణి. కాత్యాయని కరుణాసదని. కాత్యాయని కరుణాసదని. కాత్యాయని కరుణాసదని. కాత్యాయని కరుణాసదని. Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma.
So that's the lovely bhajan on the Divine Mother. Brother Srinivasulu gave us a beautiful demonstration of how it flows. Along with him was Brother Anirudh, singing every line without any accompaniments. And for those of us who love Devi bhajans, this is a very beautiful addition to our repertoire. And for many who are keen students of music and want to decipher this bhajan more, we have Anirudh to share with us his thoughts on the makeup of this bhajan. So Anirudh, what are your impressions on the raga of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As you said, it's a beautiful Devi bhajan. At the first instant when I hear this bhajan, of course it's not a very, very easy namavali like we discussed the other vintage bhajans, the four liners which we used to discuss. So, but it has a vintage feel to it, and also it was sung in the mandir those days. This bhajan, it can be categorized as mostly based on the rag Hindolam in the Carnatic classical music, or we call it Malkons in the Hindustani classical music. There are plenty of our Sai bhajans in this raga. So it's a very common raga in terms of Sai bhajans. Also, apart from Sai bhajans, you have many Telugu compositions, Annamacharya compositions and Kritis in Hindolam. Actually, it's very popular in the Andhra Pradesh. The Telugu devotional songs, most of the songs are mainly Hindolam or some deviations from that. So when I say Hindolam, I think it is having it's five notes. It's a pentatonic raga. You have sa ga komal ga ma dha komal dha ni komal ni sa sa ni da ma ga sa sa ga ma da ni sa sa ni da ma ga sa da ni da ni sa. Though you have only five notes in the raga, but there are lot of expressions in the raga. The permutation combinations of the notes, and I guess you'll surely agree with me in terms of the expressions when I give an example of bhajan like Hari Om Namah Shivaya, Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Though the lyrics are simple, Hari Om Namah Shivaya, and only five notes in the raga, but if you see the way it is, the five notes are being structured to make the bhajan, it requires a little practice to sing. Something like Hari Om, which reminds me of one more song in the movie called Baiju Bhavra. You have the song called Man Tarpat, which goes exactly like this Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. Man tarpat Hari darshan ko aaj, man tarpat Hari darshan ko aaj.
And we had done a recording of this song in our studios, singing by Sri Ravi Kumar sir, and it's part of our special audio series. And coming back to the Hindolam, you have many bhajans, as I said before.
Gauri Nandana Bala Gajanana Jaya Jaya Devi
జగదీశ దేవా శివమహేశ్వర 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 సైరా
అండ్ మెనీ మోర్ టు గెట్ ఇన్ టు ద హిందోళం ద ఫీల్ ఆఫ్ ద హిందోళం లిటిల్ మోర్ డీపర్ ఐ థింక్ దిస్ టైమ్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎ వెరీ యూనిక్ అలాప్ రెండిషన్ నాట్ బై మీ ద వోకల్స్ బట్ ఇట్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్లూట్ బై బ్రదర్ మయాంక్ గాంధీ ఫ్రమ్ ద శ్రీ సత్సాయి ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఆఫ్ హై లెర్నింగ్ And so now let's listen to the flute rendition in Hindolam.
I think that was really beautiful, a lovely change also to hear the flute in the Bhajan Tutor program. Probably we should have more of this in the future episodes.
Yeah, flute is something which is always haunting. Of course, it's Lord Krishna's dearmost instrument, and it has a special nature by itself. The sound of the flute is
yes.
So it cannot be expressed in words.
Yes.
Especially the way he played the bass flute in the bass notes, it really takes you to a different plane.
Amazing.
So let's do the bhajan in the swaras so that, you know, this bhajan at the first instant when you hear the bhajan, it may be little, there are many expressions as I told you before. But slowly when we sing, knowing the swaras behind each line as a first preparation to sing the bhajan better, I think it will slowly get into ourselves, the curves.
Yes.
So let's take the first line.
Yeah.
Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma Samagasasa Nisadani Sagama
Samagasasa Nisadani Sagama
Da
And the next line is same as the second line.
Oma, Oma, Oma.
So I think that definitely gives a very comprehensive idea of the notes that make the bhajan. Let's move on to the beat.
Yeah. Before we go on to the beat, just an important note, as we discussed before, that to get the feel of the bhajan, to get the tune correctly, as we given the tune aspect of the bhajan. So the first, it's better we sing the bhajan without any beat.
Yes.
So that we get the tune right. Like, because this is a long line bhajan.
Yeah.
Like, Oma, Oma, Oma. So if you go to this kind of fine details, then I think we will get the tune properly.
Yes.
Then we will be able to sing with the help of any percussion instrument. So now let's have the count and sing the first two lines of this bhajan with the tabla. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sairam.
Sairam. So it's time now to move on to the next segment and contemplate on the bhava aspect of this bhajan. And for this, let's take every line of this bhajan. Let's ruminate on every word of this bhajan and see what this bhajan is conveying to us, how we can use this bhajan to emancipate ourselves. So let's begin with the first line.
Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma.
Mata means mother. Bhavani is the name of Mother Parvati, one of the 1,000 names in the sacred hymn Lalita Sahasranamam, which is dedicated to the Mother Goddess. Lord Shiva bears the name Bhava, and his consort, Mother Parvati, is called Bhavani. Bhavani is one who gives life to the life of human beings. She is the energy principle. She is the one who grants life and liberation. One of the very beautiful compositions adoring the Divine Mother by Sri Adi Shankaracharya is Saundarya Lahari. And this hymn begins with the line, Bhavani Tvam Dasemai Vittara Drishti Sakarunam, which means, O Divine Mother, I am a servant of yours. Please shower your mercy on me. Please cast your loving looks on me and bless me with your compassion. There is a very beautiful incident related to this line. Once a layman who wanted to earn the grace of the Divine Mother was instructed by a scholar to repeat this line, Bhavani Tvam Dasemai Vittara Drishtim Sakarunam. And given that this person was not very intelligent or bestowed with a good memory power, but he had great love for the mother, by the time he reached that temple, he had forgotten the entire line, and the only two words he remembered were Bhavani Tvam. And he continued to chant just these two words, Bhavani Tvam, Bhavani Tvam, with great love and with amazing sincerity. And it is said that by the time he reached the abode of the Divine Mother, the Supreme Mother was so touched by the person's sincerity that she convinced herself that the man was using the word bhava as a verb and not as a noun. And if you use it as a verb, bhavani tvam means, O Mother, may I become you. If you consider bhavani as a noun, then it means mother, you, But if you consider bhava as a verb, then bhavani tvam means, O mother, may I become you. And the divine mother took this meaning of what this person was chanting and instantly allowed him to merge into her, because that is what he was praying. May I become you, may I become you. That is what sincerity is all about. In fact, Bhagavan mentions in a discourse given in the year 2001 on the morning of his 76th birthday the significance of Bhavani Shankara. Bhagavan mentions how Bhavani means sincerity, means faith, and Shiva is divinity. Let's listen to a clip of this divine discourse.
Prema Sarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Manavudu. Yentati Gopavada Netwantidi Nikinadu Tiriadu.
Today you may not realize how great manhood is.
Daivam Manusharupena. Adam Manisha Sarupani Pandi Muntadu.
God is in human form.
ప్రతి మానవుని ఎందుకూడను దివ్యత్వమైనటువంటిది నిండి ఉన్నది.
Every man has got the divinity within him.
భవానీ శంకరులు అనేటువంటి ఒక బలమునకు ఈ ప్రకృతి మనకు ప్రత్యక్ష సాక్షి.
భవానీ శంకర has got this meaning nature which is the witness.
అనగా శివశక్తాత్మక స్వరూపమే భవానీ శంకరులు.
భవానీ శంకర is the very representation of Shiva and Shakti.
Bhavani anaga shraddha.
Bhavani means shraddha, steadfastness.
Shankarulu anaga vishwasamu.
Shankara, vishwasa, faith.
Bhavani anetuvanti yokka vishwasam shankara devata undinappude vishwasam anetuvanti shivudu akkada tandavam aadtadu.
When once there is this Bhavani, then you find the Shankara, faith dancing.
ఈ విశ్వాసము కేవలం ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ప్రేమ, రెండూ లేకుండినా జీవితమే శూన్యము.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ లాస్ట్ బిరెఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఫెయిత్ అండ్ లవ్.
జగత్ అంతా కూడాను ఈ విశ్వాసము ఆనందంతోనే కూడి ఉంటున్నది.
ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫెయిత్ అండ్ బ్లెస్.
అయితే మానవుడు ఈనాడు విశ్వాసం పైన తగినటువంటి ఒక నమ్మకం పెట్టడం లేదు.
బట్ మ్యాన్ టుడే హ్యాస్ లాస్ట్ హిస్ ఫెయిత్.
విశ్వాసమనే భవాని అందరి యందు ఉంటున్నది.
భవాని రిప్రజెంటింగ్ ఫెయిత్ ఈజ్ లేటెంట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్.
దివ్యత్వమైనటువంటి శంకరులు కూడా అందరి యందు ఉంటున్నాడు.
శంకర సింబలైజింగ్ డివినిటీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవన్.
ప్రకృతి అంతా కూడా అర్ధనారీశ్వరమే.
ద హోల్ నేచర్ సింబలైజెస్ ఆండ్రోగైనస్ డివినిటీ.
కనుక మానవత్వంలో ఉండేటువంటి ఈ దివ్యత్వాన్ని గుర్తించడానికి ప్రతి వ్యక్తి కూడా ప్రయత్నించాలి.
And hence every person should make an honest attempt to know divinity.
ఇటువంటి ఆధ్యాత్మిక తత్వాన్ని ఇంతకంటే గొప్ప అయినటువంటి ఒక ఆధ్యాత్మిక మరొకటి లేదు.
Beyond this principle of the awareness of the self, భవాని శంకరుని యొక్క ఆరాధన
ప్రతి మానవునికి నీ ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క కర్తవ్యము.
To understand the principle of Shankara, the divinity, is the main responsibility of every individual.
So Bhavani is that Shraddha, that sincerity of purpose, and where there is sincerity, there is divinity. In fact, what comes to mind is this beautiful Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital project which Bhagavan started way back in 2006. So many villages in and around Puttaparthi did not have facilities or proper infrastructure to cater to the medical needs of the rural folk. Many of them were not in a position even to come to the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi, and Bhagwan decided that the hospital will go to the doorstep of these needy people, and Swami made Dr. Narasimhan the director of this mobile hospital project. And Dr. Narasimhan says Swami was very clear that it is Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital and not a camp or a clinic. He says, Swami told us that other than surgeries which require general anesthesia, we should be able to do everything in the village of the patient. And if there is something that we are not able to do there, then we should get them done without causing much inconvenience to the poor villagers. And that is what the mobile hospital has been doing for more than 10 years. They not only cure the villagers of their ailments, but as per Bhagwan's direction, Dr. Narasimhan spends a lot of time in preventive health care. He goes in the evenings to the villages, conducts programs in the nights, and he communicates to them about health education. He tells them to have a spiritual basis in life and asks them to cultivate positive thoughts, to adhere to human values, and most important, to keep chanting the name of the Lord. In fact, in one interview, Bhagwan blessed Dr. Narasimhan with a beautiful chain, and on that occasion, Dr. Narasimhan prayed to Bhagwan and said, Swami, Shraddhato Bhaktito Panichayali, we should do your work with sincerity and devotion. And just as you were saying this, Bhagwan said, Premato. He added that, which means, yes, you should do with devotion and sincerity, but with love. And Swami went on to say, 60% of the treatment happens when you speak to the patients with love. Only the remaining 40% is left for the doctor to take care of, which will happen once God's grace flows. In fact, commending the exceptional work of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, on December 23, 2013, the jury of CNBC TV18 Healthcare Awards presented this project with an award for innovation in bringing transformation in the lives of rural people. This is just one example of how sincerity of purpose draws the grace of divinity. And we have people all around us, so many of them doing such beautiful work filled with sincerity and commitment, and they do experience the invisible grace of the Lord in plenty. That is what is the meaning of Bhavani Shankar. So in this line, Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma, we pray to that Divine Mother. Jagadambe means Jagat Ambe, the mother of the entire universe, the mother of Jagat, and Ma means mother. So every word of this line, therefore, is potent. It's a different name of the mother, and each name is filled with so much significance. Let's move on to the next line.
Uma, Uma.
Again here we are calling out to the Divine Mother in a beautiful tune and pouring out our love for her. It's a very beautiful incident that is recorded in the August 1992 issue of Sanatan Sarathi. It concerns a devotee by name Rajesham Shastri. Bhagwan had blessed this person and granted him vibhuti and assured him that he will always be his guide and guardian. And this person was so happy. He was a worshipper of Jagat Janani because he was initiated into this worship by a great guru. And in his altar, he had a chakra which his guru had given him, and he had been doing ceremonial worship to this chakra for many years. So when he had this interview with Bhagwan, he made bold to ask Bhagwan for an idol of his chosen deity of the Jagat Janani, because he wanted to worship something that Bhagwan himself gifts him with. Bhagwan listened to his prayer. He smiled and Swami patted him on his back, and Swami said, okay, I will give you. But he did not do anything. The interview was over and he had to come out of the room, but his desire was not fulfilled. He was happy and sad. Happy Bhagwan had spoken, but sad that he lost this opportunity to get that gift from Bhagwan. Anyway, he returned home. So he returned to his village with a heavy heart and praying all the time that maybe next time when he comes, Swami should gift him with the idol of his chosen mother, Jagat Janani. He never missed worshipping this deity morning and evening. So the next morning he was in Hyderabad on the way to his village. And even in that morning he did his usual worship, and by the time it was evening he was in his village to do his regular puja. That evening, as he began his puja, he used to first take the silver container where he keeps his chakra and bring it out and then do the puja. He felt that something was heavier than usual. Why is the container so heavy today? He removed the lid, and there, to his utter amazement, he found his heart's desire, bright, smiling with golden brilliance, an amazing idol of Jagat Janani. And what is more, underneath the image, there was a paper packet containing a beautiful miniature photo of Bhagwan Baba. And in that photo, Bhagwan had raised his hand in blessing. How much more directly, how much more convincingly could he have received the direct grace of the Lord? As he says, I just wept in joy, I danced, I raved. I just lifted the image and fondly, reverentially looked at it with tearful eyes. Imagine my ecstasy when I found the letters Shri Sai Amba engraved on the base of the golden idol. Shri Sai Amba means Shri Sai Mother. Whenever we pray to the Mother with sincerity, we pray to the Mother with purity, there is no doubt that blessings will flow into our hearts in plenty. So let's sing this line with that purity and with that intensity to feel the grace of the Mother. Let's move on to the next line.
Mata Bhavani Jagadambe Ma.
The third line is of course the repeat of the first line. So we move on to the fourth line.
Shakti Pradayini Anandarupini.
Shakti means power or strength. Pradayini means she who confers. Anandarupini comes from Ananda, which means supreme bliss. Rupini means she is the form of. So Shakti Pradayini Anandarupini. We adore the one who is full of energy, who grants us energy and who bestows us bliss, Ananda Rupini. It's a very beautiful incident narrated by Mrs. Madhuri Naganand. She and her husband, Mr. S.S. Naganand, are ardent devotees of Bhagwan and have been very active in the Satyasai organization for many decades. Mrs. Madhuri Naganand is a trustee of the Sri Satyasai Ishwarama Women's Welfare Trust, while Mr. Naganand is a trustee of the Sri Satyasai Central Trust, the apex body that runs Prashanthi Nilayam. Though Mrs. Naganand is extremely devoted to Bhagwan, she is also particularly fond of the form of Goddess Durga. So she once had this wish to perform a Laksharchana Puja for the second time. This puja is very, very strenuous because you have to do Lalita Sahasranam for 20-25 cycles every day, which means it would take at least 8 to 9 hours of daily puja. It's an elaborate ritual. And she had done it earlier when she was younger and healthier, but she wanted to do it now for the second time and she was not in the best of her health. She had a severe back problem and Mr. Naganand was trying to dissuade her. But finally he gave up and he told her, okay, if you want to do it, you ask Bhagwan and if he gives you permission, go ahead and do the puja. A few days after this conversation, they were blessed with an interview with Bhagwan. And the minute she asked Swami about performing this elaborate puja, Swami said, you have to take your husband's permission. Now Mr. Naganand and Mrs. Naganand looked at each other and Bhagwan said, so what is the decision? What happened? And then Mr. Naganand caught hold of Bhagwan's feet and said, Swami, I would love her to do it, but her state of health does not permit. I have been telling her not to do it at this time. I need your blessings to convince her about it. Bhagwan then looked at her and said, see what he says. Probably you should listen to him. Then Mrs. Naganand requested Bhagwan that she wanted to see Devi Swarupa or the Durga Ma in her full form. Bhagwan looked at her lovingly for a long time and then asked, can you see God with these eyes? And Bhagwan then said, okay, I will give you the drishti, I will give you the vision. And that is how the conversation ended and the interview concluded. Later that summer, Mrs. and Mr. Naganand went to Vaishnav Devi temple. Mrs. Naganand couldn't climb the steps. She had to be taken up in a palanquin. And throughout the journey, she was reading the Lalita Sahasranamam and its meaning until they reached the top of the hill. Her only prayer was about her wish to do the Laksharchan Puja. She kept praying to Bhagwan, when I am not physically fit, how will you get this done, Swami? I want to get this done. I leave it to you. Somehow, in just 4 days after returning from the pilgrimage of seeing Vaishnav Devi, she started doing all the preparations to do the puja and she also arranged for the priest. And the only thing she had not gained was getting her husband's permission. But still she went ahead because she felt Bhagwan has given her his permission. It was 11-day puja with around 12,000 priests in a day, with around 12,000 different kinds of pujas during the day. So they did the Laksharchana chanting for nearly 1,25,000 cycles. And on the last day, the Purnahuti day, the concluding day when you offer everything into the fire as the final offering, it was a very tense moment because for 5 hours in the morning and 4 hours in the evening, the puja went on. So as she was sitting there and watching the fire, the Homa Kunda, the fire was going up and up, and it was such a glorious sight. It was very, very heavenly feeling. It was a very, very sanctifying feeling. And suddenly, as she was looking into the fire, she saw something very strange. She saw something very, very unique, something she could not believe if that was what she was seeing, because she was seeing Goddess Durga sitting on a lion inside the fire. And as an offering was made into the fire, it was as if Goddess Durga was opening her mouth and taking the offering into her. She was stretching her tongue and taking the offering. She was just stupefied. She could not believe what she was seeing. But that is what kept happening. It was repeating every time something was offered into the fire. It was so clear, the mother in that effulgent form seated on a lion. And actually the mother was so peaceful. She was sitting on the ferocious lion, but the mother was one of peace and beauty and sitting on the edge of the bricks of the Homakunda, of the sacrificial pit. It was a 3 feet image. And Mrs. Naganan says, I cannot explain what I felt. I just felt the mother was there with us. In fact, it was such a strong, intense feeling that, in fact, I felt she was living with us in that house. Even after the puja was over, she would be very scared to actually enter that room because she always felt that the mother was there in that room. It was such a palpable feeling, palpable presence. It is the mother's grace that gives one the power to complete 1,25,000 cycles of archana. And it is the mother's grace which fills us with her vision, conferring on us supreme bliss. Because she is the one who gives us energy, Shakti Pradayini. She is the one who gives us bliss, Ananda Rupini. All of us, in our own little ways, whenever we have prayed to the mother, we have been blessed with her grace, with her mercy, with her bliss. And that is what is conveyed in this line. Let's move on to the next line.
Katyayani Karuna Sadani.
Katyayani again is another name of Mother Parvati, another name of Shakti. And it is this form which annihilated the demon Mahishasura. When the gods wanted to slay the demon Mahishasura, the buffalo-headed demon, Mother Durga in the form of Katyayani removed this evil from the face of earth. In fact, Mother Durga is worshipped as Katyayani on the 6th day of the Dasara festival. And why is she called Katyayani? They say it is because she was born in the Katya lineage originating from sage Vishwamitra. Also, it was Rishi Katyayana who first worshipped her, and that is why she is called Katyayani, the vanquisher of wickedness for the re-establishment of righteousness in the world. Karuna Sadani means one who is an abode of compassion. So that is what is conveyed in this line, Katyayani, Karuna Sadini. We praise the mother who is an embodiment of all love, all compassion, and who cleanses the earth of all its impurities. We now come to the last line, which is a repeat of the second line, again calling out to the mother with great love, with great intensity. So that is one way of understanding the meaning of this bhajan. It is for all of us to ruminate, and we would find our own ways to relate to the mother through this bhajan. Dear listeners, please spend time meditating on this bhajan before you can sing this bhajan. Let our singing become an outcome of our meditation. In the last lap of this program, let's listen to this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University.
Mata Bhavani Jagadambe
As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet for most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan.